Previously on Cliff and Kendall.
I don't know how much Mr. Snodbottom briefed you about the show. I don't know if maybe you're a fan of the show or what the scenario is, but how much do you know about Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast?
Never heard of it.
Never.
Not until today. Never. Sorry.
Never heard of it.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring.
Oh.
And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, let's kill the listeners with kindness.
Let's kill them all.
Metaphorically speaking, of course. I don't really want to kill anybody.
In no way am I suggesting that this is a suicide cult that you should join, listeners.
Mr. Snodbottom wanted me to put up the disclaimer that in no way, shape, or form does Cliff and Kendall Productions you salute any type of cult or worship group. Except, Cliff, I think Charles has been in here sitting in my seat again. It's all messed up. I told him. I don't know why he just comes in here and sits. I think he eats lunch in here at my chair.
Well, two things. I know Charles does eat lunch in here because I find food wrappers, some of which are not mine, over here.
Now, hold on.
But now your chair may be adjusted this week because Terry the temp was here filling in for you. You called in sick last week. I don't know what your problem was.
But that's what it was.
Your chair has been adjusted, but I'm glad we adjusted it back to XXXXL.
You know it takes a mechanic to come in here to fix it back to fit my big back.
Yeah. Or you can. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
It's good to be back, Cliff. It's so wonderful. I need this show like I need love in the world and kindness.
Oh, like the desert needs the rain, Kendall is how.
Exactly. That is the show to me. Cliff, you know the expression, kill them with kindness.
I do know that expression.
It comes from... Yeah. Well, yes, I hope you do. That's what we're talking about
today.
That's
what we're talking about, everybody.
We're killing them with it. But the expression originated with, you know, apes were so fond of their young, sometimes they would crush them to death when they were hugging
them.
And it's been a proverb since, like, the mid-1500s. It was in Shakespeare. But,
really?
Yeah, but now the phrase has come to, like, you know, kill them with kindness. Like, you know, just be extra nice to them and you'll win them over. Crush them to death. Crush them to death.
See, isn't that just proof how we just misconstrue everything? And we think we know what stuff meant.
At least we did it for a good
We're trying to interpret the Constitution over here to make sure our country lives up to the ideals
Second
of our
Amendment.
Slave-owning forefathers. Kendall, but here's what I want you to know. And I want our listeners to do you.
Uh-oh. Homework. Homework.
I want you to do this.
Yeah, okay.
Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And that was said by Ian McLaren. Kendall, did you know this? Do you think about other people's feelings when you
No, I hate other people's feelings.
Other who?
No. Of course I think about other people's feelings. That's one of my faults is I think about other people's feelings too much and let their feelings ride over mine.
Oh, Kendall is a person who feels things deeply. He's a deeply feeling person. And Kendall, when...
I feel so deeply.
On those odd
days... I feel so food.
When you are having just a rough morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
When you have the urge to be unkind to someone, why don't you just try to make sense of why you feel so hurt? Did they say something to you? Did it have a grain of truth in
yes,
there?
Yes, they did. They said, you're so fat.
You stupid fat one. Get out of my way. Was there a grain of truth?
I got a list of things they said. Yeah. Oh, and there was lots of grains of truth. That's why I hurt so bad.
Oh, God. Kindle the grains of truth. They're like the grains of sand on the beach when you're talking about our overweight bodies.
All we talk about is being overweight anymore. Cliff, you know, kindness is about caring genuinely for others around you, wanting the best for them, and recognizing that they have the same wants, needs, aspirations, and fears that we do. Isn't that the truth? If you really look at the world, everybody has the same fears and hopes and dreams. We should all just be kind to each other. Sorry, I'm on this kindness kick. I'm on a kindness kick.
We should be on a kindness kick. I want our listeners to make this late in the game New Year's resolution to get on a kindness kick, okay?
Be kinder. We'll kick you in the ass.
We'll kick you in the ass. Kendall, when you're talking about being kind, you're going to encounter dozens of opportunities each day to be kind to others. Practice kindness towards your family, your friends, your coworkers, even strangers. Kendall,
what?
Some people out there, they have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Be kind to strangers? What? What?
Speak kind words about people. Be a good listener. Smile off and give sincere apologies. Kendall never miss an opportunity to help someone. Isn't that your favorite part of living? Helping others. It should be.
It is.
Damn it.
I wish I could help more people.
I wish I could too. We can't force people to tune into the show, though. They have to find it.
I don't even mean that. I mean in just everyday life. Help more people in the world. You know, Cliff, another important thing about kindness is that you shouldn't be kind just out of like superficial etiquette, just simply being nice to others because you believe that it will manipulate them into giving you what you want is controlling them, not killing them with kindness.
What?
You are exactly right, Kendall, when you read those words from our writers in the mass email sent to you and me and CC'd to Mr. Snodbottom, you are right about that. Here's from a lower part in the email, if you scroll down. Kendall, I want you and the listeners to remove the word special from your vocabulary, and it's not for the reason that you think. I don't know what you think, but it's not for that reason. I want you to remove it from your vocabulary, because when you refer to yourself or others as special, you're elevating yourself above other people. And Kendall, if anyone is special, then we all are. Just like in the beginning of Evita, when she's already dead and the whole movie's a flashback and she's laying in her coffin and she's singing I'm undeserving of such attention, unless we all are. I think we all are. So share my glory, so share my coffin. Kendall, somebody get Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn on the phone. I've got a book a night in Busheltown soon for a one-man concert of Evita songs. I've got to do
it. Thank you for that musical interlude. Listeners, if you'd like to buy tickets to the one-man show, please visit cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Mr. Snodbottom, get her on the phone. I don't care who she's having tea with. Call her away.
She's a busy woman, Cliff. Here's what's really important that you and I do not practice, but I want you to be kind to yourself.
Oh, no, Kendall, I don't deserve it. I'm such a heaping pile of trash, garbage, slim one.
We are going to be kind to ourselves, and if you can't be kind to your own damn self, then find a friend and be kind to each other.
Just kind to each other. I love that sentiment, Kendall.
Isn't that the way the world should work? I want to live like on Sesame Street. I just want to live somewhere like happy, where everybody's just like happy all the time. They're like, oh, today's brought to you by the letter T.
And it's not even about being happy all the time. It's just about treating other people kindly. Killing people with kindness. You're mowing people down every day. Kind words.
Because people are killing me with rudeness right now.
They are. They're inflating me with rudeness and it's turning
and
into fat.
No joke.
Not a joke, Kendall. No. Oh, God. I wish that it were, but it is not.
How I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. An old married couple. No sooner hit the pillows when an old man passes gas. And he says, 7 points. I think this is an oldie but a goodie. His wife rolls over. And she says, what in the world was that? And the old man says, well, it's fart football. A few minutes later, his wife lets one go and says, touchdown, tie score. And after about 5 minutes, the old man lets another one go and says, aha, I'm ahead, 14-7. Well, Cliff, not to be outdone, the wife rips out another one and says, touchdown, tie score. Well, five seconds goes by. This is the fartinest couple I've ever heard. 5 seconds go by, she lets out a little squeaker and says, field goal, I lead 17-14. And now the pressure is on for the old man, and he refuses to get beaten by his wife, so he strains really hard. And Cliff, don't you know, he just poops all in the bed. And the wife says, what the hell was that? And the old man says, oh, it's halftime. Switch sides.
Oh, my God. Kendall.
Dirty old couple. No. It's terrible. I hope they have mattress covers.
Kendall, there's this old priest who got sick of all the people in his parish who kept confessing to adultery. He was sick and tired of it, Kendall.
Uh-huh.
And listeners, at one Sunday in the pulpit, he said, listen up, idiots. If I hear one more person confess to adultery, I'm going to quit this job. Well, Kendall, everybody liked him, oddly enough. And so they came up with a code word. Someone who had committed adultery, they would just say, well, I've fallen and can't get up. And this seemed to satisfy the old priest, because he was pretty low IQ for a priest. And things went well until the priest died at a ripe old age. And about a week after a new priest, you know, young whippersnapper, thinks he knows everything, he comes in and he takes over the parish. He visits the mayor of the town. They should pick this up as a series, HBO.
Hey,
this is good.
NBC probably will. It'll last about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Kendall, he visited the mayor of the town, and he seemed real concerned, the new priest, and he said, you have to do something about the sidewalks in this town, mayor. When people come into the confessional, they just keep talking about having fallen. They're falling all over the damn place. And the mayor, he starts to laugh, realizing that no one has clued this new priest in about the code word, that they're all just a town full of sluts.
I was about to say, the town is the sluttiest town I've ever heard.
I bet real estate prices are through the roof. Yeah. Kendall, before the mayor could explain, the priest shook an accusing finger at the mayor, and he said, now, I don't know what you're laughing about, dumbass, because your wife fell 3 times this week.
Oh. Cliff, I think that is better than some of the shows I've seen on TV.
It
I
is.
Would watch it, and it could be
new
sponsored
priest?
by Life Alert. I've fallen, and I can't get up. You know,
it's great product placement.
Well, see, I've already built the whole structure. I'm going to call NBC in the morning.
Can't you see the priest meeting with the mayor? New priest in the town is of Slutville. He's like,
course,
oh, no, we're all just tramps.
It's a 5-season payoff that falling actually means sleeping with somebody. The whole time, for 5 seasons, you think people are just falling down.
Between the mayor and his secretary. Will they, won't they, will they, won't they? You get real tired of it about season 3. You just wish to wrap the whole story arc up.
Cliff, and we're back from intermission. Please take your seats. It was many years ago since the embarrassing day when a young woman with a baby in her arms entered a butcher shop and confronted the butcher with the news that the baby was his and asked what he was going to do about it. Well, he finally offered to provide her with free meat until the boy was 16, and she agreed, Cliff. And we're not talking about the sexual meat. We're talking about real meat.
Oh, I thought she was talking about hot beef injection.
Oh, no. Real meat. Or real beef steak, Cliff. So he had been counting the years off the calendar, and one day the teenager who had been collecting the meat each week came into the shop and said, I'll be 16 tomorrow. And the butcher said, I know, with a smile on his face. I've been counting too, so tell your mother, when you take this parcel of meat home, that it is the last free meat she'll get, and watch the expression on her face. Well, when the boy arrived home, he told his mother, and the woman nodded and said, son, go back to the butcher and tell him I've also had free bread, free milk, and free groceries for the last 16 years, and watch the expression on his face. Oh, that must have been in Slutsville. She fell down.
That was in Slutsville. That was a long-running storyline.
Part 2. That's season 2.
Could be an NBC nightly series. Could be a soap opera every day. I think there's enough story there for 5 hours a week. Kendall,
Cliff.
Deep in Slutsburg, Pedro was driving down the street in a sweat. He was in a sweat, Kendall.
Because
he had an... he'd just been screwing in a bang session all morning. And because then he had an important meeting and he couldn't find a damn parking place. Oh. Isn't it the worst?
Sluttsville so crowded.
Well, because the mayor is too busy fornicating to get on the stick and get some new parking.
This is my favorite bad jokes ever, by the way.
Yeah. Get a look it up toward heaven. Uh-huh. Pedro, he just said, Lord above, take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I'll go to Mass every Sunday, even though there's that stupid new priest in town who doesn't even know what fallen means. And for the rest of my life here on Earth, I'll go to Mass every Sunday and I'll give up tequila.
Oh,
miraculously, Kendall. out of nowhere, a parking place appeared, like the room of requirement at Hogwarts. This was there. Pedro looked up again towards the heavens and said, oh, wait, never mind. I found one.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, ouch, Lord. I don't know if you can take that line down.
I don't know. That man might fall into some hole on the way into the church.
Oh, Pedro just made a powerful enemy in Sluttsburg.
Yep. Cliff, two women in Sluttsburg were shopping when they started to discuss their home lives. And one says, seems like all I do is anymore is fight. I've been so upset I've lost 20 pounds. And the friend says, why don't you just leave him then? And she says, oh, not yet. I'd like to lose another at least 15 pounds first. And I think, look, that's us. We'd be like, well, I need to lose another 15 pounds first.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, the mayor of Sluttsburg, he said to the young priest, he said, what's the difference between a book and a talkative boar? And the priest said, I don't know. Tell me, mayor. And the mayor says, well, you can shut up the book.
Oh, ouch. Cliff, do you know what the longest sentence a man can say in Sluttsville is?
What is it?
I do.
I do. God.
Ouch. Kendall. That's for all the married folks out in Sluttsville.
Oh, like those married people are saying to one another, they're sitting each other down saying, I think we should take a break. I think we should take a break.
We should take a break. And we'll be right back in Sluttsville after this. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Being in Paris, comes to Bougie. Stunden weiß ich, wie gut wirklich ist. Ford Canada 82.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, oh, oh. Crush them, 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 crush them. Oh, Cliff, we're back.
We're back, Kendall. It is for sure, for certain.
I thought you were going to say it is an internet talk show. We talked about things like killing them with kindness and car talk. Not car talk. It's a clean week.
Oh, Kendall, that's why I do that part. Well, that's... Kendall, this is an internet talk show.
Thank you. That's what I was waiting on.
Talks about enormous fat people who discuss topics as wide ranging and varied as killing them with kindness.
Yes.
Making new friends.
That's the one.
And saluting eternally.
Everything.
Forever. Everything. Including the elderly. The
we
environment.
Everything.
Whales. Barnyard animals. Who knows? Maybe we'll salute you next. Listener, you never know.
Email us and we may. Oh.
Yeah. For $5, send us just some stuff about you, and we'll do a whole episode saluting you, listeners. Come on.
Oh, God.
It's a fundraiser. It's for charity.
Yeah. Yeah, for the charity of our obese selves.
Oh, Kendall, elephants eat at least twice their body weight a day, and we put that away before brunch every morning.
There's not even a scientific name for us.
There's not a soul. Oh, Faticus. Obesius.
Obesius Fatius.
Enormous.
Cliff, let's be kind.
I can't.
Let's be kind.
Let's be kind.
To each other.
Kendall, who first said that? let's be kind. Was it our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven?
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know. Kendall, don't quote me about that.
You don't quote me.
Don't quote me, Kendall. Stop.
I thought you had some wonderful, like, historic facts over there you're reading from. You're like, oh, Lord Jesus Christ said nice first, or be kind first.
No, Kendall, I'm simply introducing our brand spanking new segment.
I get it. It's a new segment, listeners. Aren't you excited? It's quotes.
Aren't you excited?
Famous quotes.
More quotes.
I know they love quotes.
You're thinking... They only tune in because they hear from their friends. Well, it's kind of a quote-filled quote-a-thon.
Well,
so if you like
I don't
quotes,
want anybody
man,
to be worried. I don't want anybody to be worried that there's not going to be quotes at the end of the show, because there still will be. This is not topical so quotes. These are just historical quotes or famous
these
quotes.
These are famous
or
quotes that everybody should know who they said. And so, Kendall, don't quote me.
Okay.
But never leave that till tomorrow, which you can do today. Who said that? You said never leave that till tomorrow, which you can eat today.
It was Wimpy's from Popeye's, right? He said, I'll give you a dollar. I'll gladly give you a dollar Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Oh, Kendall, it was his mighty self, Benny Franks, Ben Franklin.
Well, that's he got it from Popeye. He heard him talking about the hamburger, and he was like, you know what, I change that around and make it applicable to life. And that's what happened. That's the history of that story.
You know, you stand outside with a kite with a key on it long enough, get electrocuted enough times, you'll just say anything.
Cliff, question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there be one, he must more approve of the homage of reason than that of blindfolded fear.
Oh, Kendall, that was, of course, who but Don Miami Vice Johnson.
I thought that really you knew. You built up to it so great. I thought Thomas Jefferson was going to come out of your mouth, but alas, you were wrong.
Thomas. Oh, Kendall. You know what? You can fool some of the people all of the time and all the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time.
Well, I say that several times a week, but I don't think I coined that phrase.
No.
I don't know who originally said it.
Kendall. It was the great emancipator. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he said it in the movie several times.
He did? It was a prologue to the movie. He just came up there and said it.
Yeah, he did.
Cliff, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge.
It is, of course, that dreamer MLK.
No, Cliff, it was Stephen Hawking. I should have said it with a voice box. Maybe.
Yes, you should have. I think you must be required to do an impression of these people when you say them.
Go ahead, impression me with the next one.
All right. I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
Was that Albert Einstein?
Kendall, God, we made so many people aware of this man's incredible work not all that long ago. It was Thomas the Man Edison.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Who said that? But the important thing is to not stop questioning.
Stop questioning. That was your Lord and Savior, Steve Jobs.
No, that was actually Albert Einstein. This segment is going to be, we're going to do so good on this segment. I can just feel it.
Here's a don't quote me that's off the record. This is the best segment ever. That was the listeners. But here's the question for you, Kendall. I really picked one that I thought you might know. Kendall, when I grow up, I still want to be a director.
Mm. You did pick one that you thought I'd know. That's Steven Spielberg. That was the quote on my MySpace page all those years
ago. A happy moment in Don't Quote Me.
History.
History is made today, Kendall, and this Killing Them with Kindness episode.
Now you can continue to quote me if you want to, now that the segment's over. Feel free to quote me as much as you want, listeners.
Quoting may resume. Now, Kendall.
Now, oh, Cliff. Look at this. Look who's coming down the bend.
What? Is it Charles the Contractor coming to fix that weird smell that's in here in the studio?
No, if only it were. It's the trolley, Cliff. Trolley, have you seen Charles the Contractor lately? Oh, no, I haven't either. I was... Oh. That explains it.
Oh,
well, Cliff, why don't we take a trip into Busheltown and see what's going on?
Why don't we do it, Kendall? Let's do it.
Oh, great. All right, here we go.
All right.
This week's journey to Busheltown is called Fish Out of Water. We begin our story in the home of Barley Frownington. Barley was a large man with meager means, but he did manage to provide for his adopted son, Alex. At the moment, Barley was also providing for his younger but equally obese brother, Salvador Frownington, who had just dropped out of Busheltown Technical College. Presently, Barley is just coming to the kitchen for breakfast.
It's breakfast time and time for some cereal.
Oh, me!
Oh, my.
Barley, you done woke me up.
Sal, I forgot you were sleeping on the couch.
I don't know how you forgot such a thing as that. I've been sleeping on your non-pull-out sofa for upwards of 6 weeks, ever since I dropped out of Busheltown Technical College.
I know that, Sal. I was just being sarcastic before. I'm just not very good at sarcasm. It's probably because I'm such an upstanding citizen. I always associate sarcasm with the middle classes.
Well, excuse me for being bourgeoisie.
Salvador!
Say, Barley, you got any more rye flakes anywhere?
Don't tell me you finished my rye flakes. I was dreaming about them all last night.
I didn't mean to, but last night when I got in from the club, I was starving. I was crump dancing for hours, and I had to restore my vitamins.
Don't hand me that line of bunk. You ought to be out pounding the pavement even now before dawn for a job. The least you can do is watch Alex today while I'm at work.
Oh, Barley, you know I ain't good with children.
You'll do fine. Just carry the pooper scooper and an extra large trash bag, because the last time you took Alex out, his duty bag filled up too quick. Oh, here he comes now. Good morning, Alex. I see you're bright-eyed and curly-tailed this morning.
Barley.
There won't be no fussing. You might also want to wash the dishes, pick up the food wrappers from around the couch, and, oh yeah, clean the fish tank.
The fish tank? I don't know nothing about aquatic critters.
You've seen me do it 1,000 times. No guff. Now get to it.
Now don't you start in too, Alex.
And so after a meager breakfast, Barley Frownington left for work, leaving his adopted son Alex in the charge of Uncle Salvador.
Well, damn it, Alex. I guess I better get to these damn chores. Well, if you don't like foul language, don't use it, damn it. Look, I'm sorry for blowing up on you, Alex. I just got all these chores to do. Let's see this list Barley left. Pick up food wrappers. I'll do that later. Oh, clean the damn fish tank. I guess I better get that one done with. How do you clean a fish tank? Vacuum cleaner? That don't sound safe, Alex. But you're the expert. Alright, I'll just dunk this end in the water, and I'll flip this switch here to on. Wonder if I should have taken the fish out first. What is it? Is my pizza here? Fish? I don't like fish pizza. Now, a fish taco. Fish! Oh, damn, I done sucked the damn fish into the damn vacuum! I'll check. Oh, dang!
Salvador and Alex later performed a funeral for the fish that had died so suddenly.
Please don't sing sad songs for me. Forget your grief and fear, for I am in a perfect place, away from pain and tears. It's far away from hunger and hurt and want and pride. I have a place in heaven with the Master at my side. My life on earth was very good, as earthly life can go. But paradise is so much more than anyone can know. My heart is filled with happiness and sweet rejoicing too. To swim with God is perfect peace, a joy forever new. Now I gotta replace that fish!
Not so fast.
Oh, no! Ugh, Barley, it ain't what it looks like.
Oh, it's not, huh? Then you just tell me why Alex has his funeral suit on.
It's, well, you see...
Salvador, tell me the truth!
Okay! I was trying to clean out the damn fish tank. Sorry. Darn fish tank. And I sucked up your favorite fish and... Damn it, on accident, your fish is now swimming with the fishes, so to speak.
He was my favorite fish, as I've mentioned to you many times before. Not today, but before today. But there's something I didn't tell you, Salvador. That fish was dying. Remember when I was late to pick you up from college the day you dropped out?
Yeah, I was sitting outside with my laundry bag and Bob Marley poster for over 20 minutes.
Well, I'd been at the vet with the fish, and Dr. Cooper had just told me that my fish only had 4 weeks to live.
Marley, that was 6 weeks ago.
I know. So you see, the fish had been living on borrowed time. He was never supposed to live this long, and my hunch is that actually he swam up into the vacuum in order to shorten his suffering.
That or he done already recovered and I sent him to a watery grave.
What'd you say?
Nothing, Barley.
So you see, I can't be mad, and I'm very proud you told the truth. And you got Alex's hair to lie down and back, which is also fairly impressive.
Well, I sure am relieved, and I hereby declare this funeral over! 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 Over!
From then on, Barley, his son Alex, and Uncle Salvador all lived happily ever after. That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Now, back to you, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, what a wonderful story.
See, I think to myself,
what a wonderful story.
See, now that shows that, Barney could have gotten really upset about the fish, but he was kind about the whole thing.
He was kind about the whole thing, Kendall, and that's what shows. He could have gotten real upset, but you never know.
You never know.
Until you ask. I once heard a wise woman say.
Well, she was.
Kendall, and that's so sad that I don't remember anything more than her wiseness.
That is sad, Cliff. It's sad how much we forget in life.
It's sad.
Oh, now if our listeners are sad or want to be kind to us, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com where you'll find links to us all over the web, on our Facebook, our Twitter account, everywhere. You can call us on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
That's it. You can do it.
Cliff, I know that we've had many, many quotes already, but do you have another quote for us?
Oh, Kendall, I got a bag full over here.
I thought you might.
Kendall, your greatness is measured by your kindness. Your education and intellect by your modesty. Your ignorance is betrayed by your suspicions and prejudices. And your real caliber is measured by the consideration and tolerance you have for others. And that was said by William J.H. Boker.
Oh, Boker. Well, Cliff, one of my quotes you said earlier, be kind
Boker,
for everyone.
But hardly know her.
Be kind for everyone you meet is fighting a harder battle, you said earlier, but my other quote is a little longer. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. And that's Mother Teresa.
Oh, Mother Teresa. I love it. If I'm the only person fat enough to have that whole thing tattooed on my body, so I'm going
to
do it.
Well, I wanted to give a nice long one since you stole my other one.
I love it. Kendall, wherever there is a human in need, there is an opportunity for kindness and to make a difference. We'll be there. Cliff and Kendall are there in spirit with our bits of humanity and laughter through tears and through fat anyway. Every episode, Kendall, wherever there's a human in need and an iPod or other listening device, they can enjoy our show and be lifted a little bit. Kendall, here's the final thought for today.
Oh, good.
We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. And that was said by the Cliff and Kendall of his time, Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, I love Charlie Chaplin. Amen.
Amen.
Smile, though your heart is breaking.
Oh, this show's been like a prayer, so the only way to end it It's with an amen.
Oh, amen, Cliff. Take us home.
Take me home. Chant with me, Kendall.
Home.
Why did you stop?
Because I thought you were going to finish taking us home at some point.
No, this is a prayer. This is a Gregorian chant prayer to end the show with. Take me home.
I can't do it with a straight face.
I'll try to get Tyler to fill in for you electronically. Okay. Oh, God, not Tyler. He's in heaven.
Austin.
Yeah. Tyler's in heaven. Austin's in the back filing with Becky. So sometimes I get him confused.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Be kind.